Okay, you guys, here we go. She Runs Ultras, episode number 216. Today's topic comes straight from a one-on-one coaching call where my client wrote me an email, as I ask everybody to do before we have those one-on-ones, and to give me like the rundown. What do you want to talk about? And this person said she wanted to talk about fear, but not just fear, the fear. And the fear was capitalized like a proper noun, which I thought was so apropos. So we're going to talk about fear today, because I think that we can all agree that the fear that sets in at the beginning or the early stages of your training is real, like very real. Because after the initial high or excitement of signing up for the race wears off, right? You sign up for the race, you get super excited, you buy all the gear. Like after that sort of wears off, most people have this element of fear that just persists, right? And so like we talked about this on that one-on-one call, and I wanted to do a podcast episode about it because it's important for you to grasp what I'm going to share with you about fear when it comes to training and how to manage it. Otherwise, you will just constantly be second-guessing yourself and your training. Now, some of you guys might be able to navigate through the fear while it's happening and like train through it without any issues, right? Just like, yep, here's the fear, I'm gonna go anyway. But some of you guys might feel really paralyzed by it. It might come and go in waves. So sometimes you feel like you've totally got your shit together and everything is firing on all cylinders. And other times I think about like you're white knuckling it, holding on for dear life, maybe even praying for something to happen that would give you the excuse to stop training. Now, you can't see me, but I am raising my hand because I have definitely been in that position, like fearing so much, second guessing myself so much that I'm like, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if something were to happen that would prevent me from doing this race, because then I would have an easy out and not really have to explain to anyone why I'm so fucking afraid of doing this thing. Okay. So if either of these are you, keep listening because I'm going to share a tactic. It's basically just a simple question that you can ask of yourself that will help you manage this. Okay. But first, let's just talk about fear for a second and why it's so important to deal with it. Number one, first and foremost, when you let the fear run wild or go unchecked, it gets worse over time. You've heard me talk about the compound effect before when it comes to training, but the compound effect is real in a variety of other contexts as well, especially with fear. Okay. Please do not let this escape you. Like, it's going to happen. Sometimes the fear gets so unwieldy that you succumb to it and you start to say things like, why do I even bother? I'm not capable of this. This was a dumb idea. I'm not ready for this. See, I knew I couldn't do it. Or my favorite is, I should just go back to insert your previous sport or distance here, right? Like you'll most likely default to going back to the place where you felt really secure in your training and in your physical output. Okay. But when you say shit like that, it typically leads to you skipping workouts, getting into a negative headspace, and eventually giving up altogether. Sometimes the fear is self-generated, right? Like it originates with you, you think it, you believe it, you embody it. Maybe you have a history of like getting injured during training or of chickening out and stopping partway through your training. Or if you're like me, you don't see progress fast enough, so you take it as a sign from the universe that you're just like not cut out for this. And none of that is true, right? Like that's definitely not true. And just PS, even if all of that is in your past, it doesn't mean that you can't stick with it this time around and complete the race and achieve your goals. Okay. So just know that. Sometimes the fear originates from the people around you, whether that's in real life or unfortunately on social media. I'm sure if you've told anyone that you are running an ultra, I guarantee you, you've had at least one, if not multiple people tell you, oh my God, that's so crazy, right? If I had a penny for every single time I heard that. Maybe you've heard, well, you know, something to the effect of, you've never done that before. Like, where did this come from? Like, why do you even want to do this? The two that I used to get a lot are you sure that's safe? And I worry about you hurting yourself, right? People are going to make comments like this, and instead of those comments just bouncing off of you, sometimes they stick. And just as a side note, you cannot stop these people from making these comments. It's more about them than it is about you. As much as I have tried to get people to stop making these comments, I've learned that it's all about them and not about me, okay? Most of the time, and if you develop a thick skin about it, these comments just bounce off of you. Sometimes, though, they stick. And I was thinking about this and remembering the old, I'm rubber, you're glue. Like, remember when you used to get made fun of as a kid and that's what you would retort with? In this scenario, you actually become the glue instead of the rubber. And those comments and those questions, they stick to you. And then they stick around so long that they actually begin to, like, become part of you. They wiggle their way in, like, to your subconscious, to the point where you start questioning yourself and your choices and your abilities. The fear, right? The capital fear takes hold and it starts to weigh you down. Now, if this is you right now and you're feeling the fear in a very real way, I want you to know that I totally get that. I've told these stories like a couple times now, but every time I have gone to a new race or a new distance or like a new anything, even if I've gone back to the same distance or even back to the same distance at the same race, I still get nervous and I question myself. I've shared the story about going back to Ghost Train and doing 100 miles again because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't, quote, a one-hit wonder. And that's very real, right? Like, I was scared and afraid, even though I had already run 100 miles. And at some point, the fear is helpful. And maybe we'll talk about that in another episode. But I just want to normalize the fact that, like, you don't have to have it all figured out. You can still be fearful. You can still have that fear. And you can still do it anyway. So when I see clients that are starting to get consumed by the fear, I teach them this tactic. And basically, it's a question that you can ask yourself anytime fear arises, and it's going to help you assess where you're at. It's going to help you calm your mind. And moreover, it's just going to help put everything into perspective, because I think sometimes that's like the missing piece, the missing link that we all need. Now, before I share that, I just want to say that if you do not have a plan, like an actual training plan that you are following while training for your race, and that if you are not taking the time to block off time on your schedule for your workouts so that you actually have the time and you don't have the excuse, I don't have time, those things need to be in place or else the fear is just going to keep coming back and you won't have anything to anchor yourself to. Okay? Every time my training has gone off the rails, the very first thing I come back to is, okay, what's the plan? What's the schedule? Otherwise, you're just shooting in the dark. You're shooting it in the dark at a target. You can't see it. You have no concept of where it is. 99% of the time, you're going to miss. Every once in a while, you might wing the target, but more often than not, you're going to miss. And so when the fear sets in and you get all crazy and you get frantic, well, what do I do now? Well, shit, if you don't have something to come back to, some anchor, some plan, some schedule, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. It's going to compound, okay? So please, please, please make sure that you do that. Have a plan and have a schedule. All the tactics in the world aren't going to help if you're shooting in the dark and you don't have a plan and you're not making time in your schedule to execute on the plan. Another quick like side note slash tangent. I made a post the other day about how in coming back from my foot injury, that because I wasn't really able to walk or weight bear for a while, I got out of the habit, I got out of the practice of working out during my scheduled times. And it's only been within the last 2 weeks that I have started to recoup those times that were previously blocked off for working out. And when I lost those blocks of time, they instantly got filled with other things. And so this is sort of like a cautionary tale to you. Like, even if you aren't able to, you know, maybe you're like me, you're injured and you're coming back. Even if you aren't able to do the thing that's on the schedule, do something. Do something workout related, whether that's strength training or mobility or yoga or shakedown or something that is still going to fill that time so that you keep that time and it doesn't get frittered away. Like, you don't schedule over it. People don't then see you not working out during your quote unquote regular time and think, oh, now I can do this with them, or I can schedule that for them, or whatever, right? Guard that time. Keep it there, especially if you still have the intent further on down the line to go back to training. Hold on to that time in that space, okay? That's yours to do with what you please. It's yours to do with as you please, okay? So, like I said, all the tactics in the world aren't going to help if you're shooting at the dark, you don't have a plan, you don't have the time, you don't have an anchor, okay? So now that we have that out of the way and we are all on the same page, you have all agreed to this, here's the question that I want you to ask yourself each day that the fear arises, all right? Jot this down, commit this to memory. Have I done everything I can today to ensure the outcome that I want, either short-term or long-term? Okay. Have I done everything I can today to ensure the outcome that I want, short-term or long-term? Okay. And then here's the kicker. You have to listen to your gut, because let's be clear, your gut doesn't lie. You know whether or not you've cut corners or made excuses or flaked out. And you know when you've given everything you have for that day. All right? Be honest with yourself here. Now, one thing that came up during that same call is the fact that you're not allowed to use this question against yourself. Like, you're not allowed to leverage it against yourself in a negative way. Okay? Like, the example that I gave to my client was, hey, you can't ask yourself this question, look at your watch, see that you have an hour left before bed, and then say, well, I've got an hour left. I could run in that time. Right? No, absolutely not. Immediately, no. That's not an effective use of your time, right? Can we all agree on that? For a variety of reasons, but largely because now that's going to mess with your sleep. And we are all bought in on how important sleep is as part of this process. But if you're waffling about whether or not to do your workout, you do your PT exercises, do that strength session that you keep putting off, ask yourself the question, have I done everything in my power to ensure that I get the result that I want? Running it through this filter will give you the answer that you need. It's not necessarily, I didn't say it was going to give you the answer that you wanted. It's going to give the answer that you need, right? Do that gut check. If you ask yourself that question and your gut answer is yes, then great. You can lay your head on the pillow at night and know that if you keep doing that, keep showing up and doing everything you can day after day after day, that you'll be prepared AF come race day. Okay. Now, if you ask yourself that question and the answer is no, I haven't done everything that I can, here's your opportunity to review the decisions that you've made that have led to the result that you're in the thick of right now. And another side note, it really comes down to the decisions that you make and the actions that you take as a result of the thoughts and the decisions. Okay. Sort of like a roundabout way of getting there. But like, you didn't just end up here or wherever you are. You had to make a series of thoughts and decisions and actions to get you where you are now. And it is because of the thoughts and the decisions and the actions that you will get to where you want to go. And this question is meant to help you be more strategic and be more thoughtful and check yourself with your gut so that you can get to where you want to go. If you get caught up in the fear and you decide not to work out because you have too much work to do, or there's laundry to get caught up on, or the kids need this, or the dog needs to go for a walk, or I don't know where to go for my run, or like the gym's too busy. I don't know. There's like a million different excuses, right? You then have to be prepared for the consequences of that decision. And lots of times it's more fear and more uncertainty that will come up because of that decision, because now you've set yourself up to second guess yourself. But if you make the decision to do the workout to the best of your ability on that day, then when it comes time to answer the question, have I done everything in my power? Then you can say yes. And even if you know that that workout wasn't your all-time best effort, 70%, 80%, fine, great, make a note of it. You still showed up, you still did it, you still decided to do the workout. File that at the front of your brain so that tomorrow, when it comes time to decide whether or not to do your training, you recall yesterday and set the intention to do better today. And if we're really going to get into it, there shouldn't be any decision about whether or not you train. It should be a given. But that's another topic for another day that we can tackle at another time. If you ask yourself the question, have I done everything I can? And the answer is no. And you take no subsequent action, meaning you don't train. You don't even try to set yourself up for success tomorrow. You don't even look at your training plan to see what you need to do. You don't even set out your clothes or find your shoes or pull out the weights, dust them off from the corner of your home gym, right? Then it's highly, highly, highly unlikely that you will achieve your goal. I mean, it's as simple as that. I'm not sure what else to say. And it's unfortunate, but it's the truth, right? The fear is normal. The capital F fear is totally normal, you guys. It's part of the process of leveling up. You're always going to be skeptical or maybe even fearful of the unknown, the place that you're going to that feels so far away from where you are right now. That's a hardwired mechanism inside of us. It's almost like a safety mechanism, right? Keeps you in the cave, as the psychologists like to say, right? Don't go outside the cave. There's all sorts of scary things that are happening out there. Stay in the cave, stay safe. But you can overcome the fear and question it. And the key is to make decisions based on where you want to go, what you want to achieve, what you want to experience, and not make those decisions based out of fear. Because when you do, those decisions are going to lead you further away from the thing that you want, especially if it's a big, scary goal like running your first 50K. Okay? So I hope that has been helpful for you guys. First and foremost, I just want to normalize the fear. It is a real thing. It can hit you at the beginning, in the middle, at the end. It can be with you. It can be your constant training and racing companion. But that doesn't necessarily mean you should stop or that there is anything wrong with you. Okay? What to do when the fear takes hold is to just start asking yourself this question, relate it back to your training plan, relate it back to your schedule, put things into perspective, look at where you want to go, make decisions based on where you want to go, and then fucking go there. I hope that was helpful for you guys, at the very least, to just give you that gentle reminder that if you are scared, afraid, fearful, nervous, maybe all excited at the same time, it's all good, right? That is par for the course. That is a normal part of being a first-time ultra runner or even an experienced ultra runner. You guys, I know lots of people that show up to races and they still get butterflies. They still get nervous. They're still worried or fearful, anxious about whether or not they're going to be able to accomplish their goal. So don't let that stop you. Don't let that keep you from doing the thing that you have said that you want to do, which is run that amazing ultra. I know you can do it. In case you're new here, or if you missed it, I'm on a mission to help 10,000 women run their first 50K. So it would mean a whole hell of a lot to me if you would rate and review this podcast on your favorite listening platform. All of those platforms you can rate, like you can give a 5-star review. I think only on Apple can you physically go in and write a review. So either or, I mean, I would love a written review. Helps to give me some feedback on how I'm doing, but I would take a 5-star review as well. I appreciate all of you guys that have taken the time to do that up to this point. That actually goes a long way towards helping more women just like you find the podcast, find me, and all of the free resources that I offer here. The other way you could help me out is by sharing an episode that was helpful to you on your social media feed, or maybe just sharing it with your best running friend. I would really, truly appreciate it. If you're on Facebook, come join my private Facebook group, Run Your First 50K. The way that you get there is just head on over to Facebook, search in the bar at the top of the page for Run Your First 50K, hit the little button that says request to join, and make sure you answer those questions, you guys, okay? I don't let anybody in that doesn't answer the questions because that's how I filter out the bots. So make sure you answer those questions. And it also helps me to understand who's in the group, what they're training for, and how I can help them. So don't be afraid to share your fears, your worries, and what you maybe would like some help with. And if you'd like more help than what we offer in the Facebook group, make sure that you get on the wait list for my private coaching membership, She Runs Ultras. The next time I'm opening spots is on Monday, July 1st. Okay, so this is where I give you everything I've got in terms of helping you directly, coaching you through the process of training for your first ultra. There's training plans in there, strength and mobility workouts, mindset coaching, one-on-one calls with me, not to mention the kick-ass community of women just like you that are stretching their comfort zone, fighting through the fear, and training for their respective races. To get on that waitlist, just go to SheRunsUltras.com and click the little button up at the top of the screen that says Get Notified. Ladies on the waitlist get first dibs on the available spots, so make sure you are on that list before July 1st. I cannot wait to see you inside the membership. That's all for this episode, you guys. Enjoy this beat, and I'll see you all soon.